We put 100 lira on number 5 to win and 100 to place, and then had another whiskey and soda apiece. I was feeling very good, and we picked up a couple more Italians who each had a drink with us and went back to the girls. These Italians were also very mannered and matched manners with the two we had collected before. In a little while, no one could sit down. I gave the tickets to Catherine. "What horse is it?" "I don't know, Mr. Meyer's choice."
"Don't you even know the name?"
"No, you can find it on the program, number 5, I think."
"You have touching faith," she said.
The number 5 won, but it did not pay anything. Mr. Myers was angry.
"You have to put up 200 lira to make 20, he said. 12 lira for 10, it's not worth it. My wife lost 20 lira.
"I'll go down with you," Catherine said. The Italians all stood up. We went downstairs and out to the paddock.
"Do you like this?" Catherine asked.
"Yes, I guess I do."
"It's all right, I suppose," she said, "but darling, I can't stand to see so many people."
"We don't see many."
"No, but those Myers and the man from the bank with his wife and daughters."
"He cashes my sight drafts," I said.
"Yes, but someone else would if he didn't. Those last 4 boys were awful."
"We can stay out here and watch the race from the fence."
"That would be lovely. And darling, let's back a horse we've never heard of, and that Mr. Myers won't be backing."
"All right." We backed a horse named Light for Me, that finished 4th in a field of 5. We leaned on the fence and watched the horses go by, their hoofs thudding as they went past, and saw the mountains off in the distance, and Milan beyond the trees in the fields.
"I feel so much cleaner," Catherine said.
The horses were coming back through the gate wet and sweating, the jockeys quieting them and riding up to dismount under the trees.
"Wouldn't you like a drink? We could have one out here and see the horses."
"I'll get them," I said.
"The boy will bring them," Catherine said.
She put her hand up and the boy came out from the pagoda bar beside the stables. We sat down at a round iron table.
"Don't you like it better when we're alone?"
"Yes," I said.
"I felt very lonely when they were all there."
"It's grand here," I said.
"Yes, it's a really pretty course."
"It's nice."
"Don't let me spoil your fun, darling. I'll go back whenever you want."
"No," I said. "We'll stay here and have our drink.
Then we'll go down and stand at the water jump for the steeplechase."
"You're awfully good to me," she said. After we'd been alone for a while, we were glad to see the others again. We had a good time.